Welcome back. 351, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hi, Dave. Where are you?
Hi, Andy. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
President Obama will hold a rally here in a park outdoors in a couple hours, and you might be able to hear in the background behind me Sheila E., who's a drummer of some renown, is on stage. She just started up, and boy, does she like to play the drums.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, listen, enjoy it. I'll talk to you later. No, actually. All right, final days, the strategy changing. Is that what I got from your column today?
Yes, I did a story about the president's ever-evolving stump speech, you know, that he does out on the road in the campaign rallies. And, you know, it has evolved quite a bit over the past year, you know, where in the beginning, he was almost like apologizing to crowds for the slow pace of change during his presidency and saying, you know, I told you this was going to be difficult, and I was right. And that didn't seem to go over in the beginning as a really, you know, catchy campaign line. And of course, his speechwriters work on these things over the months and over the year. And now he's, you know, obviously much more aggressive about his accomplishments and, you know, like ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell and passing the health care law. And of course, since Mitt Romney is the nominee, he's really gone after Mitt Romney much in very harsh terms, especially since their first debate when he got very frustrated. And, you know, he came up with this phrase about Romnesia because Mitt Romney can't seem to remember his previous promises and so forth. And even today on the campaign trail, the president is still refining his message. And believe it or not, now he's in these final days of the campaign. He's saying that, you know, the incumbent who's been in office for 4 years is the real candidate of change here in this race.
Mm-hmm. The kinder, more positive Obama. Remember we heard a couple of weeks ago that was going to be the way he completed the campaign. I guess all of that's out the window now?
Well, I think he's in the last few weeks, certainly since that first debate on October 3rd, when the president just got really frustrated with what he felt was Romney's evasiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, for the last 3 weeks, he's just been hammering Mitt Romney about, you know, undergone some kind of an extreme makeover and, you know, coming down with this case of Romnesia. And now at his first campaign rally today in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the president did not do any of that anymore, attacking Romney in those kind of mocking tones. And he does seem to be in these final days to be, you know, also offering voters some kind of, you know, renewed vision of hope for the future.
Yeah. Still out there pushing the most important issue of our time, free contraception?
Yes. You know, women's rights are, you know, that's, you know, he's certainly going after the women's vote, and that's still a big part of his appeal. So, yeah.
Yeah. The president and his overseeing of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, if you will. Some in the media claim he has shown he is more presidential this week. Are you getting that impression from those surrounding him?
I think they certainly feel it was a good week for him, yes. I mean, obviously the tour in New Jersey yesterday he did with Governor Christie of the storm damage on the Barrier Islands, and, you know, the praise that Governor Christie heaped on the president, who's, you know, Governor Christie is obviously a huge Romney supporter, but, you know, in a crisis like this, he's going to take the help where he can get it, and you know, he was very, very complimentary of President Obama, and so I think, yeah, the White House feels like this, and the campaign people feel like this last few days have been really good, you know, in demonstrating that he can be bipartisan.
Yeah. Has the president blamed global warming yet? Because we've got a whole list of people who have, including the former vice president, of course, Al Gore.
He has not. You know, it'll be interesting to see in the next couple of rallies in the next few states if he does talk about that, because I noticed also the president got the endorsement today of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who, you know, one of his first reasons for giving that endorsement was he said, look, we have climate change is very serious, and Barack Obama is the guy to address it. And even if that's not the reason that my city was nearly leveled this week, I think he'll do a better job addressing climate change than Mitt Romney would. That was Michael Bloomberg's interpretation.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today he's in Nevada. Where is he going after he leaves there, do you know?
Oh boy, you should better ask where isn't he going. You know, tonight yet after this rally in Las Vegas, he will go to Colorado, and then we are going to overnight to Ohio. The president will meet us there tomorrow for three or four campaign stops in Ohio, and then back to Wisconsin, to Iowa. And then over the weekend there'll be more stops in battleground states. I think New Hampshire's in there, and you know, just about every state that's still in play, he's going to hit.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you flying or are you on the bus again?
Right now we're flying. We just flew from Washington to Nevada this morning, and then tomorrow in Ohio we'll have a lot of bus rides around the state, it looks like.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Enjoy the concert. Have fun, and perhaps we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, Andy. Good talking to you.
Thanks. See you later. There he goes, Dave Boyer.